It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Centers for Disease Control has issued a preliminary report into four cases of mold-related infections among UPMC transplant patients in 2014 and 2015. The four had undergone organ transplants that had compromised their resistance to infection and were diagnosed with mucormycosis, a rare and sometimes fatal mold-related infection. Three of the patients later died. Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Ben Schmidt, who broke this story, joins us in studio to discuss what was in the CDC's report. Ben Schmidt, good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be here, Paul.
You can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH. Ben, is there anything new that we're learning from this CDC report? What does it say?
Well, we've been waiting for 3 months, Paul, for this report. And like you said earlier, it's actually not the final report. It's a preliminary report. It's about four pages. And what we're learning are a few things. What stood out was the CDC did not find a direct source of the mold that infected these patients. However, what they did find was that three of the four patients who were in Presbyterian Hospital, they were in the same room at different times in the ICU. And this single room had a form, and I just learned about this yesterday, a ventilation system called negative air pressure. And what that means is the air is drawn in from the outside of the room. And why they do that is usually for other patients that are contagious with maybe measles or TB. And what happened here was these three patients were in there, and it, you know, theoretically, mold spores or other things got drawn in and infected them. That hasn't been finalized, but that's a possibility.
Now, I'm assuming that these patients were in this room at different times.
Correct.
All right. So air is coming from the outside. So that means what exactly? The outside, meaning it could be coming from conceivably a number of different places?
That's right. There's a corridor with some carpeting. There's a family room nearby. And theoretically, what some of the experts said is looks like that could be something to focus in on, that maybe that's how the mold spores got in there and infected these patients. Again, these patients are transplant patients, so they're already immunocompromised. And so they're susceptible to mold that you and I would not be affected by.
And how was this transmitted? It came from the outside, and one of the things that I heard was that there was a laundry room that this may have emanated from.
There's various theories. It hasn't been pinpointed as to how it came in. But if you're a transplant patient and you're taking what medicines that are called anti-rejection medicines, what those do is those help you accept the organ, but they also suppress your immune system. So any kind of mold could affect them, from what I've been told. And again, like you and I are sitting in this room, there might be mold in here. It's not going to affect us because we're healthy individuals.
The testing that the CDC did, that they were able to do here, it was rather limited. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if it was limited. I think maybe what you're asking about is the room in question was already deconstructed, at least partially, when they got there. And so they weren't able to test some things. There were some theories about a wall that had mold on it, modular toilets, which, again, I didn't know what those were until I started reporting this. Those are enclosed toilets in a kind of portable cabinet-like structure. And there was some talk about mold in there as well that had been visibly seen. Some of that stuff was already deconstructed, so the CDC couldn't really get in there and test those kind of things.
Right. The unit in which the room was located had already been closed at the time of the investigation and was undergoing remediation to address any potential mold sources that limited the testing that could be performed. So, as we look at this, what is still pending in the investigation, and when will we have a final report? What is left to be looked into, or what results are they waiting for?
Good question. What they've told us yesterday, and they being the Department of Health, the State Department of Health, and the CDC, was that a final report will come out in the summer of 2016. Why they gave us that date, I'm not sure.
That seems like a long time. Do we know why that is? That would be a year from when you broke the story in this past summer.
In September, yes. So, yeah, pretty much. I don't know why it would take that long. I don't know why this four-page report took three months, but that's not a criticism. I'm not exactly sure. One thing that you had mentioned the room had been closed. I wanted to follow up and say that room remains closed, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And getting back to the length that it's going to take for this report to be finalized, do we have any idea why it takes so long to figure this out?
I don't really know, you know, scientifically what they do. As far as maybe some of it I could speculate, or waiting for cultures, tests like that, things along those lines. But otherwise, I'm not exactly sure why it takes that long.
But the Department of Health, and this is the Pennsylvania Department of Health, they didn't say why. They didn't volunteer an answer to this.
No. And again, it was a breaking story, and we had the report in front of us. So some of those things, those are good follow-up questions.
What changes has UPMC made to try and prevent something like this from happening again?
There was a laundry list of recommendations that the CDC made, and what I've been told is that UPMC has agreed to all of those, and they're either being implemented or they will be. Some of the highlights are the room in question that had the negative airflow pressure. What UPMC said yesterday was they would no longer house organ transplant patients in those type of rooms for that reason. That's the main one, I think, that jumps out.
And the Pennsylvania Department of Health is still monitoring the hospital closely, though, for further mold infections, right?
That's correct. We haven't heard of any other ones, though. I mean, these all kind of cropped up at the one time. Well, it was over a period of a year, but they got highlighted after a death on September 17th, and then, you know, all this. And after they closed that room, I think that's how the media found out about things. That there was an issue.
It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Ben Schmidt, talking about the CDC's preliminary report into 4 cases of mold-related infections among UPMC transplant patients last year and this year. So again, the new developments, the things that we have learned just in the last 24 hours are, let's just recap that one more time for folks.
Well, okay, what we learned is that the CDC issued their report yesterday, a preliminary report about these mold cases. They focused in on a room in the ICU of Presbyterian Hospital where 3 out of the 4 patients stayed, and that room had an airflow system known as negative pressure where air came in from the outside of that room. And there's a theory that that's maybe how mold got in there and infected these patients who were already immunosuppressed because they were transplant patients.
The families of the patients who died have what they call lawyered up at this point. And where do things stand with any possible legal action that these families might take?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. And we talked to 2 of the lawyers yesterday, and they were both, you know, eagerly awaiting these reports. So I think the next step is they decide whether or not to file a lawsuit. You never want to say for sure what they're going to do, but they've been waiting for this report, and you know they're investigating. One patient has passed away that I spoke to that attorney, and one patient is the sole surviving patient. His name is Che Duval. He had an infection in his lungs after he had a lung transplant, and subsequently he got infected with mold in the new lungs, and 2 lobes of those lungs had to be removed, and he's still hospitalized at Presby.
I know we're getting into a kind of a tricky area here, but what would the lawyers be waiting to hear about? Was there something in the report that was issued yesterday or something they may be expecting to hear down the road that would then say, okay, we've got what we need to proceed with a lawsuit?
Yeah, and actually both of them that I spoke to said that they were waiting to find out about this ventilation system. So I think this might be a key component to a possible lawsuit. Again, I don't want to say that there will be because I don't make those decisions.
Right, but this ventilation system would then indicate, that if it's a problem that stemmed from the ventilation system, that would indicate liability that perhaps UPMC was at fault?
Possibly, yes.
So one of the things we're waiting to hear about. Well, it was certainly one of the big stories in Pittsburgh, this story that you broke, Ben, about the mold outbreak at UPMC. Clearly more to be learned, but we're on our way to doing that after the preliminary report from the CDC came out yesterday, and Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Ben Schmidt joining us to talk about that report and update us on the situation. Ben, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your reporting and your work with us here on Essential Pittsburgh in the past year. Happy holidays to you and your family.
And you as well, Paul. Thank you.
Coming up, many Americans will soon be celebrating Christmas, but they aren't going to church like they once did. We'll look at why that is. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.